public hearing is conditional use number 2122, Richard Thurman Jr., Arbor Care.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a plant, tree, and lawn care diagnostic center to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 4 acres, more or less. The property is located on the southwest side of Robinsonville Road, approximately 1,737 feet south of Kendall Road. The 911 address is 20182 Robinsonville Road, Lewis. The tax map is District 234, Map 6, Parcel 88.01. Staff would submit into the record a site plan, a staff analysis, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, comments from the Utility Planning Division, and the results of the DLDOT service level evaluation. We also have a letter signed by 4 neighbors in support of the application. Thank you.
Is anyone here representing this application? Yes, sir. State your name and address for the record.
My name is Richie Thurman. My address is 20182 Robinsonville Road.
Is there anything you'd like to add to the record beyond what Ms. Cornwell?
Well, I wanted to point out, I'm sure your first question would be, is what kind of company is this? So the importance, and it's an important company, with all of the land development and all the developments that were just spoken of, a majority of those are developments that we actually take care of. What we do is our company is set in preserving either urban environments or natural environments. So an instance, if a developer is planned and they wanted to keep some specimen oak trees, we're the ones that go in, mark out the area, and then treat the trees accordingly to keep them healthy. This is what the business consists of. Most of the people who work for me either have degrees in plant science, soil science, or ag. Again, most of the developments that were recently mentioned were ones that we actually work with already. The property was purchased for the reason for my family to live. The building that we put there was twofold. One, it's set up for us to be able to run the business out of, and while we were constructing our home, we actually had it set up for an apartment to live in. The property, it's actually 2 people that actually signed that. 4 sounds a lot better, but there's actually, as you can see, ag around the entire property, except for right out front. This is the 2 people that signed the approval letter or a support letter. We have currently planted trees around the entire property on 12-foot centers, so we do have a buffer around the entire property now. For the size of the businesses, the land is more than suitable as far as size goes.
So. Okay.
That's the plan in the letter he's referring to.
Cool.
There we go.
See if anyone has any questions for you, okay? We'll start with Mrs. Poe Stevens.
I'm assuming then, since you're working out, you're not bringing trees to you, you are going out to them.
Correct.
So what do you need this property for? How many people would be on it? Are you parking trucks, working on?
Currently, I have 10 employees, counting myself. And so right now, because we do have trucks that service these areas, we have to have room for them to park, also for storage of anything that we use in the jobs that we work on. Everything is stored within doors. Right now, as it sits, we have currently 9 vehicles used for the business. 2 are arborists that take their vehicles home every night and bring them back in the day. Most of the time, except for a secretary, most everyone is in the field during the day. At night, all of the larger trucks are all stored inside. If you look, this side is actually relatively open. The only thing that we park on this side is actually 3 trailers. Currently, this side is set for employee parking. Right now, I have 4 vehicles that come in every day. Most of them live on the western side of the county and carpool together.
Okay. Okay, so we'll go run down the list of things we ask everybody for the conditional use.
Sure.
Do you want a sign? You can have a 32-foot.
I don't.
Okay. No sign. How many parking spaces do you want? Like, you say you've got 10 employees, so
I think I've filled out in the paperwork there, 15 parking spaces.
Yeah, perfect.
The way the driveway is set up, we have more than adequate spaces for parking.
Great. Okay.
It'll also be somewhat determined by code because there's parking requirements in that, but.
Oh, right.
So, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate you keeping me straight.
No, that's right.
And hours of operation?
Currently, we start at 7 a.m. and usually end around 5. We do, unfortunately, do snow plowing as well.
Okay.
So when it comes to snow plowing,
right.
the hours really can be 24 hours a day.
Right. Okay. Okay. That's all the questions I have.
Mr. Hopkins.
I would request, as far as the hours go, I would request that they would be from 6 to 8 is what I would like, 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Again, it's not often that that is the case, but as the area is developed, which I'm sure it will be, that's something I don't want to have to go back and apply for.
7 days a week?
7 days a week, I would prefer, okay. Yes.
Okay, and then on snow plowing days, just wide open. Gotcha. Okay.
Took the wind right out of my sail.
That's all right.
You all did good, and I'm glad you thought through the hours because that has been an issue. Mm-hmm.
So I have no questions.
I don't have any questions either, Ms. Walsh.
Do your trailers have backup signals or sounds?
The trucks do. The trailers don't require them and normally don't. So the larger trucks have, we equip everything with backup cameras, even if they don't come with backup cameras. And then they all have backup sensors as well and backup alarms.
I don't have any other questions.
Mr. Whitehouse?
None, thank you.
Ms. Corwell?
None, thank you.
Mr. Robinson?
None, except for snowplow wasn't asked for. So, I mean, if that's what, I don't want there to be an issue with that. If this gets approved, I would suggest the commission consider adding that into the condition so it's clear that he can do that.
Yeah, we can do that. Did you have a plan on using, have a dumpster or anything on site?
There is a dumpster currently. It is sitting right here, just on the inside of this tree line.
Okay.
So it's, you cannot see it from Robinsonville Road. You cannot see it from any of my current neighbors' properties at the time.
Okay. We'll see if anyone has any interest in your application. If you'll stay nearby, is there anyone here like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2122, Richard Thurman Jr.? In favor. Anyone like to speak in opposition to this application? Seeing no one rise, anyone on the commission have any questions? Staff? Okay, we're going to close the public hearing. You're welcome to stay with us this evening to see if we make a decision.
Before you go, could I just ask one more question?
Yes, you can. Sure. I haven't
finished yet. I'm glad you further qualified the hours. I'd just like to make sure that we're squared away on these the vehicles. Did that include the residents? If somebody's out there counting, are you going to have two or three cars at the residence too? Let's walk through this real quick.
Sure.
10 employees, 9 vehicles. Now, are those 9 vehicles your vehicles, or do they include the 4 employee parking vehicles?
They include, that does not count my personal vehicles, no.
So do we need to add some value for personal?
That probably wouldn't be a bad idea.
Yeah.
I mean,
usually what we do is we put a line excluding personal vehicles.
Okay, that's
especially
great.
With the owner of the business owner.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's
a good point because you don't want to get hung up on that.
So
the only thing I would like to point out is this business is 4 years old. I've kind of put a little bit of buffer room in there. If I could apply for more, I would. Most likely, by the time we outgrow the spot, my wife will want to kick us out before. So that probably won't be an issue.
You made it through 4 years. That's a good track record.
Do we put limits on the trailers as well?
No.
In other words,
usually what we do is would say that the areas for the trailer parking and the vehicle parking just have to be clearly shown on the site plan. And on the site itself, the idea behind that is that way everybody knows it's less about the number, but more where they're going to be located. So it doesn't just become, and not that you would do this, but that it doesn't become just a hodgepodge of stuff thrown all over the site. That's the bigger issue.
So what's the number
15?
15.
15 parking spaces.
Okay. You good?
Thank you.
Should we ask for interconnectivity if something else comes in?
Not on this one. Okay, we're going to close the public hearing. You're welcome to stay with us this evening to see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning. Our last public hearing is conditional.